Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. And we are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. So I heard Chase, right before they got off air, he said, if I go too long, then D. Mace will get mad at me. Good for you, D. Mace.
Hey, you got to
rule
be
with fear.
Hey. Either you get out on time or you get out.
You're on our clock,
yeah,
suit.
Exactly. Suit. We don't care about your suit. You out at a certain time so we can be on.
Well, happy Thursday, guys. Willie D is here as well.
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, Willie, how does it feel to, like, now be here consistently?
Back in the routine?
Yeah, just like, you know.
Still adapting. Yeah, still okay. Adapting, okay. But done it before.
Yeah, I know.
Done it before. So this is how we roll. This is how we roll.
This is how we do it.
Do you miss ever living out of a suitcase? Life on the road?
In some ways. Yeah. In some ways, yeah. It's fun. It's fun the change of pace, right? You get into your home groove and then you got your road groove and you kind of go back and forth and that becomes
groove,
your
world groove, your home groove.
Yeah. And that becomes groove. Its own groove for a while. That's your heartbeat
that's just
for a
the
while.
Groove.
Yeah. Just like D-Mace just saying, that's the groove that's in my head the entire season.
That's your freak.
Yeah.
Then you go home groove, road groove. Let's do it.
Now I'm getting back into the off-season groove.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a good groove too. So
but hockey's not over yet. We still got the Stanley Cup playoffs in full swing.
Oh, Elliot. I was up late last night watching. What an unbelievable win for the Canucks. I don't know if you guys saw
huge.
It. Wow.
Once they fell, it was what?
It was 4-1.
About midway point through the first period, they fell down 1-0. And I thought, well, now the beatdown begins. Now Edmonton's, you know, even just up one goal. I thought, okay, you know, this will probably be a gentleman's sweep. Edmonton's going to put it on them. Awfully impressive. By the Canucks, I have to give them credit. But
very
we'll catch
impressive.
Up with Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts Podcast.
Here's the stat, just to keep in mind, mm-hmm. when you're talking about, put it in perspective when you just watch the Predators play the Canucks. The Canucks held Connor McDavid to 0 shots. Mm. 0. 0.
0?
Not one.
Say it again.
Less not
than,
two.
One less than one?
0 shots for the whole game?
0. He had Connor one. McDavid? He had one attempt. They did a masterful job on him. They can play D. And you're saying, well, how do they? Well, they got 4 goals. The goals were weird. They were weird. Vancouver, they had some terrible turnovers, and they had 2 goals go off their own defensemen while they were trying to block shots, but they were kind of sort of broken plays. And the kid, Sheloff, had a couple of little shaky moments, but they held Edmonton to 17 shots for the game. 17. That is going to be interesting going forward. We'll talk to Elliot about that later. So
absolutely.
The Predators aren't the only team when you're saying, oh, the Predators, they couldn't score. Well, Vancouver has something to do with it. Their structure defensively is pretty elite.
So we will catch up with Elliot Friedman, get into that, get into his perspective of where the Predators go from here in the offseason, the path to finding the goal scorers, the path to becoming a Stanley Cup contender. What does Nashville decide to do with the goaltending position? We'll get into all of that with Elliot Friedman. We'll hear from Brian Callahan in just about 15 minutes. Rookie minicamp starts tomorrow. So Brian Callahan will preview rookie minicamp. We'll also hear from Will Levis as well. That'll be next hour. We will carry Will Levis's press conference live and in its entirety. This is the first time that we're hearing from Will Levis at the podium since the end of last season. I know Jared caught up with him at the Super Bowl. We got a few clips from Will Levis from the Super Bowl, but really for the most part, this is the first time that we are seeing Will Levis come into the season at the podium as the starting quarterback. So we'll carry that live and in its entirety. But first, I want to start here because after the draft, it was a lot of reaction to J.C. Latham, and the Predators were in the thick of the playoffs, and I feel like we just didn't really give the draft class appropriate attention, just all, like our true full overall thoughts as the class as a whole. And of course, we'll have time to do that throughout the rest of the offseason, and once we get into rookie minicamp, how the draft class is kind of shaping up in minicamp, and then once we get into training camp. But I did want to touch on the Tavondre Sweat pick because we had all day Friday to touch on J.C. Latham. But once we got back on the air on Monday, we were full speed Predators. I don't think that we really got the full chance to react to the Tavondre Sweat pick. I talked to Trevor Matich about it earlier this week when I was filling in for Jared. We got some insight from some Big 12 coaches that had to game plan against T'Vondre Sweat in that stout defensive front that Texas had this past season. Before we get into those, though, we know that T'Vondre Sweat is coming in with some red flags and some question marks. He had the DWI before the draft. His weight was a concern at Texas. He played at like 370. Thick. It's beefy. Big boy. Beefy. But weight fluctuations and getting too big was a problem for him at Texas. So before we get into the evaluations from Trevor and other Big 12 coaches and the people that have watched the film, what is our concern level of T'Vondre Sweat being able to stay on the straight and narrow and being able to stay committed to the right playing weight that the Titans need him to be at?
It's going to be a opportunity for him to really take this seriously. I know when you're in college, you know, you got a lot of other things going on, school, hanging out with your friends. Obviously, you know, you're there to because of a scholarship, so you got to, your responsibilities on the field. So there's a lot of things that sort of pulls at you. So I can understand sometimes. And they feed you good, too. I'm telling you, these colleges feed you good. And when you get fed good, sometimes it's just, even though...
See, when you're a NARP, you don't get fed well. Yeah,
exactly. But even though you are eating sort of like healthy stuff, you're eating a lot, you know, you're eating a lot because you figure you're burning a lot of calories as well. So, you know, even though they have people there monitoring, and I'm sure they have nutritionists there as well, but these men eat good and they enjoy it and they have fun. Now it's going to be his responsibility to take this serious because you don't want this to be luggage that's hanging on you for your whole career, that you couldn't get your weight in order. Now, listen, I know people have weight issues, thyroids, and all that other stuff. But in this situation, I think you're gonna have the tools around you to make sure you succeed, because the Titans are going, make no mistake about it. The Titans are going to make sure they do everything possible so that when he gets on the field, he's ready to go. They understand what that red flag is, which is the weight. So don't you believe that they're going to go over and beyond to make sure they do their part as far as helping him keep his weight down? Then he has to do his part. But I am concerned because, you know, you're by yourself. When you go home, it's just you, you know.
And nobody's monitoring your DoorDash account.
Nobody's monitoring, you know, if you want to go out late at night and grab your pizza. Nobody's monitoring if you want to have, you know, extra piece of cake and all this other stuff. You're the person that has to monitor all of this. So it's going to be a big responsibility for him. And I'm not as worried because I know the Tennessee Titans, they see this same red flag too. So they're going to try to do everything possible to make sure that he has everything that he needs, that he stays underweight. But even with that, guys can, you know, be overweight. I'm sure there's probably a clause within his contract, because maybe they do it, maybe they don't, where you get fined if you're over a certain amount of weight. Like if you're over 1 pound overweight, that's an extra, you know, whatever dollars overweight. So some guys have had that in their contract. I don't know if Sweat has that in his contract, but if I'm the Titans, I would have made sure it was in his contract to at least give him an incentive not to be overweight. If you tell me that you're gonna fine me $1,000 for every pound I'm overweight, you know what I'm doing? I'm underweight. I'm coming in underweight to make sure. So the Titans are going to do their part. Sweat has to do his part. Am I overly concerned about it? No, but it's something that we need to monitor, truly.
I read this quote from the article that you circulated the other day, D-Mace, and mm-hmm. it's a confidentiality. I really like articles like this. The Athletic does a lot of them. ESPN does. But the theme of an article, you get a wide range of opinions, and it's unnamed sources, right? you identify them by saying it's a coach, it's a GM, it's an executive, it's a scout. But you get people to talk freely, you get a lot of opinions, and it's confidential. So they talked about Sweat with a couple of Big 10 or Big 12 coaches. T. Sweat, if he can ever get in shape, he'll be good. A Big 12 defensive assistant said. So he was the Outland Trophy winner, Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, and the implication is he wasn't in shape.
Good Lord.
Okay. So that tells me about the ceiling, maybe. Another Big 12, this one, a coordinator. There are some big question marks on him. Not athletically. He's huge. But just doing dumb
shenanigans.
Bleep.
Mm-hmm.
Bleep.
Different
they
did
put the S. They put the S in there. So.
Doesn't leave much to the interpretation.
But then I'm put. See, I don't know this guy, right? I watch Texas play. I didn't watch Texas every week. I don't have a huge background on him. Mm-hmm. I did watch his Zoom press conference after he got drafted, and I did say to myself, "Okay, D-Mace always makes this statement." What can the NFL do for me? What can I do for the NFL? Mm-hmm. I think depending on which way he wants to go is going to tell us a lot, right? So to me, it looks like there is absolutely no question this guy is a special, special talent. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, there's the other, driving while intoxicated. He got into that. He had that too. So I have seen a lot of people hear all this noise, know that that's the question on him, and say, you know what? I'm going to show you I'm a pro. I'm getting the message. Yeah, I got to get serious about this, and I'm going to go in one direction. And if it goes in another direction, you have, in extreme cases, like somebody like Isaiah Wilson, just mm-hmm. didn't get it right away, it went off the rails. And there's a ton of avenues in between. But I think this is a really interesting case of making a bet on a guy that's got a really, really high ceiling and saying, we got to believe, we got to hope that he gets it, that he just gets it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think that's what it's come down to. Yeah. Does he get it? Does he get what being a pro is about?
And when you look at all of these things, and I've seen a couple different articles of some opposing coaches would call him a kind of class clown. I can live with being a class clown. Like Taylor Lewan is probably a little bit of a class clown mm-hmm. in the locker room.
Sure.
But when he went out on the field, he did what he was supposed to do, and he was a damn good player. Because he understood that there was a time and a place. And you bring up the name, Isaiah Wilson. When you look at these red flags of the weight and the DWI and some of the things that coaches have said about him, of course Isaiah Wilson is going to be the name that comes to mind of a guy that once he got paid and got into the NFL, just kind of flew off the wagon, frankly, a little bit. And nobody wants to repeat that because he had Tavondre Sweat's second-round pick. He's the 38th overall pick, and you need that second-round pick to hit. Here's my thing with one thing that you said, D-Mace. Mm-hmm. This is his opportunity to take things seriously. He should have been taking things seriously. He's a starting defensive lineman at Texas.
Yeah, but when you're in college, it's a tad bit different.
But is it?
Yeah, it really is.
When I mean, I know college, I did some dumb stuff exactly. in college, but if you're not taking things seriously mm-hmm. when you're in college and that you're declaring for the NFL draft and you got a DWI 2 weeks before the draft, that makes me question how seriously you're taking these things. Now, I will say, I understand that good people do bad things sometimes. Mm-hmm. That good people, smart people, make dumb decisions. And maybe that's what happened with Tavondre Sweat. He's a good person and a smart person that made a bad decision. And luckily for Tavondre Sweat, that might not, you know, take him off the trajectory of his life. That he still has an amazing opportunity to be really impactful for this team and in this league. But I do fear if he's not taking it seriously 2-3 weeks before the draft, is he going to take it seriously now?
I think the other thing that they would be banking on is they're going to put him right next to Jeffrey Simmons mm-hmm. on the field. And I think if they're smart,
and in the training room, in the locker room, in the meeting room,
watch this guy. Mm-hmm. Watch this guy. Does this not sound a little bit like the discussions we've been having about Askarov and Saros? Mm-hmm. I do think that there's Evangelista O'Reilly, mm-hmm. as opposed to Evangelista and other players that were there in the year before, right? I do think there is a lot to be said for that. Now, at some point, mm-hmm. you can lead the horse to water, mm-hmm. right? And you can set up all the things you want, but at the end of the day, it's got to come from within mm-hmm. Sweat. He's got to make the decision that, yeah, I will be at 365 or whatever the goal weight that they decide is. I will be at that weight. Because that's doable, yeah. Right? If a player wants to be at a certain weight, he'll get there.
Yeah, he'll
make
sure.
If he doesn't care that much, mm-hmm. that's when you roll in, it's no big deal. I'm 5 pounds over, 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. But it's just like when the coach tells you, everybody will go around this cone mm-hmm. and then touch the line on this running drill, or else everybody's doing it again. Mm-hmm. The point of the exercise is not, can you touch the cone, can you go around it? They're looking for the one guy that's cutting the corner mm-hmm. and say, this is the point we're making.
It's attention to detail.
Everybody else is now getting penalized for this. So we'll just see what kind of guy this guy is. Because the talent, no question, I think is there. Or else he would have been drafted in the top round, right?
He could have been. If you look at the talent, he was a first round pick. He may have been a top 20 pick. Had all this other stuff, the weight, and then DUI or DWI that he got. Was it a DUI?
Driving while intoxicated.
Yeah, DWI. You take that away, which you can't, but if you did, this is a top 20 pick. This is why I say it's different from college, because, in college, we feel that we have a group of people protecting us. Like, we're protected, like, by the whole university. Like, certain guys or girls within the university, whether you're one of the sporting teams and you are that guy or girl, you seem like you're protected by everybody. So, you may go about life a little bit more casual than not. Me in college, I did some dumb stuff and some things that I look back on. I'm like, man, one, I'm glad they didn't have cell phones. Two, like, good Lord, what was I thinking? It's just stupid, like, dumb. Like, why did I do that? Seriously, why did I do that? Stupid stuff. And we all do it. But then once we get out of that confines of that comfort, that's when we realize, like, we're an adult. Like, we got to start making adult decisions here. So that's why, to me, the DWI, that's more concerning than the weight to me, for this reason, because so many guys have stepped in the car in this league and it has cost them their career. Ask Henry Ruggs. Ask Henry Ruggs. He's in jail now. Ask Rasheed Rice. He may not have been drinking, but look what he was doing, drag racing. You got to be very careful and smart when you've been out enjoying yourself. Because go enjoy yourself. Have fun. But you got to be smart when getting back into your vehicle. Did you learn your lesson? From the last DWI. That's my concern. Like, did you learn your lesson? Because I know how it is. You go out with your boys. You don't plan on drinking. You go into it, man, I'm only going to have a drink or two, and that's it, I'm good. Then you start getting into it, and you had that one. Then you had that two, and everybody's, it's a good time. Everybody's, then you have three, maybe even four. A big guy like him, three or four may not do anything to him. Mm-hmm. So he's drinking more. That's why I'm concerned. That part I'm concerned. That's why they need to link him up with Jeffrey Simmons. And everywhere Jeffrey goes, he needs to go. I'm not talking literally, but I'm just saying, you need to tag team. His locker, whoever's next to Jeffrey Simmons right now, right or left, they need to be moved. And Sweat needs to, and I'm dead serious.
Oh,
Sweat
agree.
Needs to be right next to him.
Yeah.
In the meeting rooms, Sweat needs to be sitting right next to Big Jeff. In the main meeting room, the big meeting room, he needs to be sitting next to Jeff. On the plane, he needs to be sitting next to Jeff. He needs to find an example. Jeff went through some of those things you went through. Not the DWI, but having like red flags coming into the league. And see what he has done since then. He was like, that was a bad decision by me. I'm never going there again. And this is what I'm doing moving forward. This young man, meaning Jeffrey, is a model guy in the community. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves him. Put him right next to Jeffrey Simmons and don't say a word.
That's why I don't know. I would love to know more of where that coach is coming from. Again, this is the good and the bad of this type of article. It's an anonymous coach. We don't know what team. Mm-hmm. We don't know how well he knows Sweat. Did he recruit Sweat? Mm-hmm. Is he really familiar with him? Does he know people that know him? So when he says, just doing dumb bleep, how many incidents are we talking about here? Like, this looks like it stems from something more than just the DWI.
Yeah, now, if you look, the only
when you Google his name, you don't have
line.
Like five incidents like you did with Pac-Man, where you got there was the incident with the pool hall, and then there was the incident over here, and this. And they're like, wait a minute, you still drafted this guy? How did you not know that there were some trouble signs here? I don't see a long list with Sweat, but when a guy says that, I'm wondering, what is he talking about? Just bad habits?
I think that's what it is. Yeah. Like the behind-the-scenes things that we don't see. Like,
that's what I don't know.
Not being serious when you need to be serious, or cracking jokes where it's harmless, but in the context of what's going on, it's probably like, dude, you need to be more focused. You need to be honed in on what we're doing. There's a time for play, and there's a time to get paid. Okay, right now is a time to get paid. We'll play later. Mm-hmm. You can do all that stuff later. And maybe that's what they're talking about, the inside stuff that Willie won't show up if we Google his name. The things inside the locker room or things coaches have seen in practice and stuff like that.
And let's remember, things don't come out unless someone wants them.
Exactly.
And if Sark wants that locker room to be a steel vault, it will be. Absolutely. If there are things that Texas football did not want to get out, it wouldn't. Here's my thing with Jeffrey Simmons. I go back to what Ryan Tannehill said, that, you know, caught like wildfire. It's not my job to mentor Malik. And he's not wrong. That's not his job.
But it's different.
He can set a good example, and he can help Malik out whenever he can, but he's not going to go over to Malik Willis's house and make sure that he's reading the playbook and understanding everything okay. I don't think it's fair for us to say that now this is Jeffrey Simmons' responsibility to make sure that Tavondre Sweat isn't ordering Chick-fil-A on Saturday
morning. It's not his responsibility, but you're giving him an example. It's like a mentor. It's not the mentor's responsibility to make sure you're on a straight and narrow. The mentor's responsibility is to give you the tools, show you where the pitfalls is, try to guide you in the right way. I can't be there with you every day, but I'm going to give you a good example moving forward. That's why, yeah, he needs to be right next to Jeffrey Simmons. I'm not saying that Jeff needs to go out with him every night and make sure he's not eating a Snickers at 2:00 in the morning. I'm not saying that. But once we are in the confines of our sort of world, the football world, Jeffrey, Sweat, y'all next to each other in the meeting room. Y'all sit right there. On the plane, yep, you sit right next to Jeffrey Simmons. In the big meeting rooms, yep, you sit right next to Jeffrey Simmons. Why? Because you're learning an example. He's an example for you. Watch him. Watch how he prepares. Watch how he studies. Look at what he does. Watch what he does and what things he's doing. Watch him in the lunchroom, the things that he's eating. You know, he's a big guy too now. Jeff, he's probably 5 Big Macs away from being huge too, but he understands that, and he takes it very seriously. Like, I take my diet very seriously. I want to be the best deep interior lineman in the National Football League, and his career is starting off like that, meaning Jeffrey Simmons. Why wouldn't I put Sweat right next to Jeffrey Simmons and say,
I'm not saying you're not going to put him next to Jeffrey Simmons. Like, I'm just saying this guy. The onus is not on Jeffrey Simmons.
No, it's not on Jeffrey Simmons, but Jeff, to me, seems like the guy that don't mind. Like, listen, young buck, I'm young too, but you're a little bit younger. I'm going to give you an example moving forward. This is because I plan on being here for a very long time. And I expect you to be here just as long as I'm going to be here. And I expect you to play at a level that I'm playing at. You got the talent. You got everything. Now you need to come out here and be a grown man and be responsible for the things that you do. I'm going to give you a template of the things that, because somebody had to do it to Jeffrey Simmons. So why not Jeffrey pay it forward to the next person, which I think he will. It's not necessarily his responsibility, but he's a leader of this team. And you got a young guy that is coming in with a few red flags. Then you show him the way. Like, I can't, like Willie said, I can't make you drink it. But I can lead you to where it is, and I can show you along the way the pitfalls you need to step away from. I can't push you out of the way of them, but I can show you where they are so you can then dodge them yourself.
And I will say this, with the 38th overall pick, you better hope that he drinks that water that Jeffrey Simmons leads him to.
Yeah, you're right.
This team needs him, and that pick needs to hit. This roster doesn't have enough talent, does not have nearly enough depth. To just have the 38th overall pick not being able to play, not being available because he's been eating too much. All right, I want to get into your thoughts on this. We've got a bunch of thoughts. Text line is broken again today. We're working on it. Bear with us. You can send your thoughts into the YouTube chat. I'm keeping an eye on it. You can call in. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. But coming up next, we'll be joined by Jeff Gunther of Bally Sports. I know a lot of you who have subscribed to Bally Sports or have Comcast, you haven't been able to get Bally Sports. You can't see the Braves games. Jeff Gunther will join us and kind of clear everything out and give you your best path forward as far as Bally Sports is concerned. We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D. Mays, we're brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. So I know a lot of you in this listening area have been saying, where do I get my Braves games? And I know during one of the Predators playoff games, a game that went very late, a lot of you lost the Bally Sports coverage right in the middle of the game. And a lot of you are asking yourselves, now what do I do? Where do I go next? Our friend Jeff Gunther from Bally Sports joins us now to answer that question. Jeff, appreciate your time today, and I thank you for joining us. We've gotten so many people asking Willie, asking us, where am I supposed to watch the Predators? How am I supposed to watch the Braves now that Comcast does not have Bally Sports South? So if you wouldn't mind sharing with our listeners, where do they go next, and how can they get their Braves and Predators coverage moving forward?
Well, thank you, Caroline, and hello to you, Willie, and D-Mace, first of all. I just want to thank you for letting me speak to you today on this issue. I am a sports fan like everyone in your listening audience, so I am as frustrated with this as everyone else is, and we certainly hope that this issue gets resolved right away. I'll answer your question first, and then I'll go kind of backwards a little bit and try and explain how we got here. But obviously, if you're a customer of Comcast, it's an inconvenience to go to another provider. But there are other providers. There are other solutions. If you have a wire going into your house of any kind, most likely you can stream, and two providers that provide the Braves games and also in your area, the Reds games on television on Bally Sports South and Southeast are Fubo and also DirecTV Stream. And then obviously DirecTV carries both of our networks in your territory as well. And so those are alternatives. I will tell you that my closest friends and family have gone to Fubo or DirecTV Stream just because it's kind of easier than putting a dish on the roof, and I'm not sure too many people want to do that. But there are basically those alternatives for Braves fans while we hopefully work through this impasse.
We are talking with Jeff Gunther, the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Bally Sports South. So I will tell you, Jeff, I was just at home at my parents' house this past weekend, and every time I go home, it is a battle of my dad and the streaming channels, and I'm trying to figure out where to watch what and how to watch what and how to get to the app and how to get from the app back to game. It is always such a mess. So I know my dad is not alone in that feeling. So maybe some people that are wondering, when is this going to end? Is there a nearing an end to this dispute, and will Bally Sports be available soon to some Comcast and Xfinity customers?
Well, we certainly hope so, Caroline. And in fact, you know, we never really intended for the signal to be pulled from Xfinity. We wanted to continue a negotiation. I've actually been in the business for 44 years. I started in the regional sports network business when it first started up in the early 80s. This will be great for Derek Mason to hear. That was right after I graduated from Michigan State.
And, oh, yeah. Here we go. Oh, now we've got a bond. We've got the bond.
blow out the next commercial pod. We've got a lot to talk about. So I've been doing this a long time. I've been in Atlanta for 19 years, and I've seen impasses like this many, many times in my career. And very, very rarely is a signal pulled from a provider. You know, usually you see the dance of, well, we'll give you a 48-hour extension or a 5-day extension or an 8-day extension while we continue to talk. It's highly irregular for that to have not happened here. And we are ready to talk. We're ready to get back to the table. We want to provide this great content to sports fans throughout Tennessee. And, you know, one of the other things that's kind of interesting, and I was looking at what we provide in your region, it's interesting how your territory overlaps with so many teams. And by that, I mean, there's a great value proposition. We bring 150 Braves games up into Nashville, but through a sister station relationship with Bally Sports Ohio, we bring another 130 Reds games. So that's 280 Major League Baseball games. You know, by comparison, ESPN and Turner, they only televise 56 regular season games a year. So you're really talking about tonnage of baseball. And you might say, well, it's the Reds, or you might say it's the Braves. But they play the Phillies, and they play the Dodgers, and they play the Mets, and they play everyone else. And then obviously, you know, we bring the Hawks and the Grizzlies up there. That's about 130 to 140 NBA games. ESPN and Turner combined televise about 165. So we're pretty close to that number. And then I don't need to tell Willie and the rest of you that we do every Predators game that's not on national TV. So it really is, from a value proposition standpoint, there's a tonnage of sports content we bring into that area. And we know there's a lot of fans for that content.
We talk with Jeff Ginther, Senior VP and GM of Bally Sports South. Now, when because I ran into this problem, because I do have Bally Sports, but I do have DirecTV as well, so it's a little bit easier for me to watch, say, the Predator games, because I'm not watching Braves games. I'm a Tiger fan. But, you know, watching a Predator game. But do you think everything will be taken care of before the upcoming season? Because this is something that, like Caroline said, our fans here in Nashville, you know, they're going to be worried about, you know, can we watch our Nashville Predators each and every night they're on Bally moving forward?
We very much want this. You know, we're not even looking to next NHL season. We want this to be done in days, and worst case, you know, weeks. We are not seeing this, and hopefully it's not an issue that goes into the fall. There's just so much great content with the Braves season and with the, you know, baseball season in general, that, and there's so many fans. There are so many Braves fans in the Nashville market. I know there's been Braves viewing parties up there, and just as there are Predators viewing parties down here in Atlanta. So we are determined to have this resolved as quickly as possible, and we're ready to talk. We want to get this done.
Now, does it be because, I mean, obviously the Memphis Grizzlies season was over very quickly, so we didn't have to worry about the postseason.
Dang, but,
hey, I like the Grizzlies, but I'm just speaking truth here. But it affects both the NBA as well, right? If you know, if things don't get sort of rectified before, well, sooner rather than later.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It would, you know, hopefully that's not the issue. But if it does go for an extended period of time, you're talking about not seeing Grizzlies games or Hawks games in Nashville. You're talking about not seeing Predators games in Nashville. We certainly don't want it to get to that point. And again, like I said, you know, we'll talk today. We'll sit at the table tomorrow. You know, the other thing that really needs to be kind of pointed out, it's no secret. I mean, our company, the industry, has gone through a lot of struggles with people cutting the cord, so to speak. And, you know, you don't have to Google Bally Sports very deep to see, you know, we're going through a reorganization right now. And a big part of this dispute, if you will, with Xfinity is we wanted to do a multi-year, longer-term deal. We wanted to eliminate the uncertainty of, well, let's just do 6 months at a time, and then we'll readdress the issue in 6 months. I don't think the teams want that. I don't think the fans want that. And I don't think, frankly, you know, Xfinity wants that. I think everyone wants certainty. And, you know, very recently, and I mean like in the last two and a half months, we've reached multi-year deals with Charter and Cox Communications and DirecTV and DirecTV Stream. For longer term carriage, so that there is that certainty. You don't have to do this, you know, every 6 months or every 12 months. And so those very same terms that we negotiated with those other big providers, and the big three providers in the country are Comcast, Charter, and DirecTV. Those same terms were offered to Comcast or Xfinity. And it's not a money grab. I know a lot of times people think, oh, this is a big money grab. This is basically saying, here's the offer that everyone's agreeing to, and it's the same rate for everyone. It's not a haggle, and they agree to it, and let's get it done and move forward.
Jeff Genther is with us from Bally Sports South. He's the Senior Vice President, GM. Jeff, maybe you can help shed some light, because I think sometimes in our own world here, you know, you see Bally and you're flipping on to watch the Braves or you're watching the Predators. But really, this is, as Derek sort of alluded to, there are several NBA teams across the country, several NHL teams, and a ton of baseball teams. So this is affecting everybody across the country, isn't it? Not just us in our region.
That's exactly right. We operate 20 regional networks across the country, and I don't have the exact numbers at my fingertips, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 12, 13, 14 baseball teams, or 11, 12, 13, 14 baseball teams, about the same number of hockey and basketball teams. So you're talking about the hockey, basketball, baseball teams in Florida, Detroit, throughout most of Texas, the Midwest from Ohio up into Minneapolis and Wisconsin, St. Louis, Kansas City, the Indiana Pacers. This is a very far-reaching negotiation, and it's one that's being handled at the highest levels of both our parent company, Diamond Sports, and Comcast in Philadelphia. And you know, again, we urge everyone, let's get back to the table. There's way too many fans and way too many games being affected here.
So you guys are obviously trying to be proactive to get some talks going here to try to encourage this to happen. You guys also sent out a letter, an open letter to fans. Tell us about that and maybe where people could go find that if they want some more information on this.
Sure. Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. So, you know, people want information, and the letter you speak of, we put out earlier this week, and just has a destination for fans, frustrated fans, myself and my family included. We created a microsite, saveourlocalteams.com. And so we are posting information there. And frankly, to be very candid, we want to hear from fans, and we know fans are going to be, you know, not happy with us. They're not going to be happy with Xfinity. And that's okay. I mean, there is no one more passionate than sports fans. But we want to hear from you. And, you know, we want to hear the fans' voice that, you know, enough is enough. Give us our games. And we'll share that with Xfinity. And we hope whatever they get, they will share with us. We would like to really, you know, kind of heighten the awareness of, let's work this out, let's get this resolved, and let's get back to putting sports on Comcast.
I'm really glad to hear you say there's a place to hear people out on that, because I can remember, Jeff, way, way back, with the days when the Braves stopped being on TBS every night, and there was the original channel, I think it was just called Sports South. It was before it was Fox Sports South and then Bally Sports South. They started to get some games, and they weren't available on the regular cable channel. It wasn't called Comcast at the time. I don't remember. This was 25 or 30 years ago. But we got on our show like this a phone number to call for Braves fans, and you better believe they were calling like crazy to try to get people's opinions changed. That does make a difference, right? Because eventually it was available for Braves fans.
That's right. And, you know, listen, as you well know, there is no sector of the population that is more passionate, more vocal, and more action oriented than sports fans. And you know, we wanted to create a place where we could aggregate their comments, and they could basically have voice.
Okay, so Jeff, before we let you go, just if you can, just repeat again where you get that information. If you want to, you know, send your input, where do you go?
It's saveourlocalteams.com. I always think of abbreviations. It helps me remember. So SOLT, saveourlocalteams.com. And you can read the letter that we published to Comcast and to our viewers. And hopefully over time, we can keep you posted on any updates in our efforts to resolve this.
And in the short term, maybe you can also repeat like you did right at the beginning of the interview, alternatives right now, if you're just a nut and you've got to see your Braves, what your options are right now if you are a Comcast subscriber and you have to wait this out.
So the two streaming alternatives are DirecTV Stream or Fubo. And if you're not familiar with Fubo, it's F-U-B-O. And I think one or both even have like a 7-day free period, a trial period. And they're both akin to a YouTube TV or that type of service. And then obviously DirecTV, the satellite provider as well. We have carriage agreements with all of those providers, and you will be able to see the Braves and the Reds and the Predators and the Grizzlies and the Hawks going forward. And again, last thing I would say, you know, Willie, is this isn't a money grab. This is not a negotiation where we're offering someone something different than any of the other largest providers in the industry. This is the same terms and conditions that Charter's agreed to, which goes by the name of Spectrum in certain markets, or Cox, or DirecTV. And you know, we're looking for certainty. We want to enter into a multi-year deal and provide certainty to Xfinity. We want to provide certainty to the teams. And most importantly, we want to provide certainty to the fans.
And to that point, sorry, Jeff, just before we let you go, if you're not able to come to an agreement, if you can't get a deal done with Comcast, then what's next?
Well, you know, I hate to hypothetically do that, but what is next is, you know, we will continue to carry or provide our service to the providers that do carry us. We'll continue to try and get to the table with Comcast. When you're in a business like ours, it's a distribution business. It's no different than if you are the Nashville Predators. You want everyone to buy tickets. You're not selective. And we want as many providers as possible to carry our service. And so we continue to have those conversations, whether it's Xfinity or streaming services or any other provider of entertainment content to consumers. We want everyone to get our content through whatever provider they choose.
Jeff Ginther, Senior VP and General Manager of Bally Sports South. Jeff, really appreciate your time today, and thanks for clarifying that for some Comcast customers that are looking for their Braves and Predators coverage.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to coming back hopefully very soon and share great news with you all.
Hey, Jeff, go green.
Go green, go white, baby. were you there? Was it who recruited you? Was it Perlis or Saban?
Perlis recruited me. Charlie Baggett and Coach Williams, Bobby Williams, and then my beginning of my junior year is when Saban came in. So I spent 2 years with Saban, 2 years with the great legendary George Perlis.
Well, I'll tell you what, I became very good friends with George Perlis. I actually ran the regional network in Detroit for years and signed George Perlis as a broadcaster. So D-Mace, you and I need to get together one day, and we'll talk green and white.
Absolutely, absolutely.
They say that D-Mace taught Nick Saban everything he knows.
You know, everyone says that except Nick Saban, I think.
He just doesn't want to admit it.
Although I've seen Nick Saban's golf swing recently on the internet, and I hope D-Mace's swing is better than Nick.
I got a little game, too.
All right, there you go. Thank you so much.
Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Jeff Ginther, Senior VP and General Manager of Bally Sports South. I know that's a very, you know, confusing time when you just want to watch the game and you want it to be as easy
especially
as flipping the TV
if you're
on
not the cord cutter, right? Because the cord cutter is the one that has to really assess what do I need to watch, what's the best way for me to watch. The whole advantage is supposed to be when you are plugged in, like D-Mace and I. Now, D-Mace and I are DirecTV, so we were like, hey, what's the problem? I got all my games. Exactly. I'm all good. But you pay for the convenience of having all the games and not having to worry about all the streaming services. But because it's a game everybody's going to have to play. But that's what's tough about this is if you're plugged in, you're cable, you're like, I like cable, I watch my radio. Especially probably people in a little bit higher demographic who are kind of old school. That's what probably stings about this right now. So hopefully this will be resolved sooner than later.
Absolutely. All right, coming up next, we'll get into your reaction to our Tavondre Sweat conversation. What's your concern level for some of the red flags that Tavondre Sweat is coming into the NFL with? And also, Brian Callahan is speaking at the podium. Some interesting comments he made about Will Levis, about Treylon Burks. We'll get into all of that coming up next. Will Levis live at the podium in less than 1 hour. Caroline Willie D-Mays, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Join Cromwell NFL media along with local athletes and musicians at Hermitage Golf Course on June 20th for the 615 Open. Make a difference while supporting Souls for Souls. Every $20 raised goes to a new pair of shoes for a local child experiencing homelessness. So sign up to play or sponsor at 615open.com. We'll hear from Will Levis in just about 30 minutes. We'll carry that live in its entirety. Brian Callahan, Titans head coach, is up at the podium now. So we'll react to some things that we heard from Brian Callahan there. And also appreciate Jeff Ginther from Bally Sports South for stopping by. It's frustrating not being able to watch your games. But we do have some thoughts on Devondre Sweat. Just a reminder, text line's not working. So if you have a thought, if you have a question, you have a comment, you want to get mad at us, that's fine too. You can call in or you can comment on the YouTube page, 1025 The Game, or 615-737-1025 is that phone number. I see one message that says, what's the worry about Devondre Sweat? If the Titans vetted him, then it should be fine.
I mean,
it's a fair question.
It's fair.
I'm sure they did a lot of vetting.
Yeah, they did a lot of vetting. You know, every team.
But it's fair to be concerned about things that
exactly.
have happened.
Exactly, but every team does their due diligence, especially when you're talking, you know, these first, second round guys that are top 100 picks. Now, they're going to vet the guys that are not top 100 picks as well. But they're really, it's like, if we feel we're drafting this guy and he's going to be the first or second guy we're drafting, then we need to make sure that we overturn every possible stone there is. But even with doing that, that doesn't mean that things are going to be 100% foolproof. You know, humans are humans. And my daughter and I were just talking about this morning on my way to work. Humans will do human stuff. So that's just the way it is. You can't stop. Even though you may see and may vet all that stuff and this person may turn out to be great and all this, he's still a human. He still is going to possibly make a mistake, he or she. So just because the Titans did their due diligence, we shouldn't just say, all right, we're good. No, we still got to worry about it a bit.
And look, that worry is going to be there for every single player
exactly.
that every single team drafts, that every single player that every single team brings in, whether it's through free agency or the mm-hmm. draft or whatever. But it's just a higher level of concern for someone that has a history of questionable behavior.
That was definitely not an input from Worry Wart Willie.
No, that was
no, that is
that was opposite
hey,
of Worry Wart.
They vetted him. Everything's good. What's the
that was positive
about?
PK. That's yeah. what that was. It's fine.
Don't worry about it.
He said he wasn't going to do it again.
Exactly.
So we should take his word for it.
Well, you should. You could take his word for it. And hey, listen, it is what it is. But you got to understand too. You know, you got to make sure that you continue to, you know, monitor the situation. Not that you got to be sort of this like this helicopter parent or this helicopter boss, but you got to check in and make sure everything's okay every once in a while. If you're the GM, you got to talk to your players, especially a player like Sweat that's coming in. Listen, there's probably no doubt he's a great guy, but there are some things within, you know, his history that have come up and that you need to be concerned about, that you need to make sure you're monitoring. It's not like you're waking up every day saying, damn, oh my goodness, I got to get to the building to make sure Sweat doesn't need an extra, you know, help in the A's and stuff like that. No, but you do check in on him like, hey, how's it going? How's the league going for you? Are you adapting to everything? Are you adjusting to everything? Is there anything that you need? That's what good GMs and good front offices do for their players. Mm-hmm. That's not saying that, like, I'm going to be on them like a parent. No, I'm just going to make sure everything is okay. They do it to veteran guys. I'm going to make sure y'all okay, because if y'all okay, then you're going to do better on the field.
And it's right now, it's easy to say, everything's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. And then in October, it's like, oh, my, not everything's exactly. fine. So it's easy to say that now. And I hope for the Titans' sake, mm-hmm. for Devondre Sweat's sake, that he puts all of this behind him, that now he's in the league and it's going to be on the straight and narrow and everything's going to be fine. I hope so. Mm-hmm. But if things continue to be an issue, if Devondre Sweat struggles to stay at a certain weight, there's a lot of temptations in Nashville, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. If all of those things continue to be an issue, then we're all going to be looking at Rand Carthon and saying, well, could have told you this stuff was going to happen.
I hope that this kind of noise and concern motivates him.
Yeah. Right?
I hope he's aware of that. Because, I feel like
sure
Will Levis
is.
Listened to the noise and said, all right, I'll show you. Like I feel like he was aware and tried to make it a point to say, I want to be known as the guy that gets there early, leaves late, is putting in the work. Right, and not known for I put mayonnaise in my wedding, you know, like he had some of that going, right?
Yeah.
People were questioning, is he serious about this stuff? But I think he put in the work, right?
Took the bag of chips.
If you don't get there, you don't want it to be because you didn't put in the work,
right?
You can still have your fun, but it's time when it's time to be a pro, you got to be a pro.
We should have left those chips in that bag, in that bowl. No, I'm just playing.
Maybe you wouldn't fall into the second round.
Took the chips.
Exactly.
You just left the second round.
He knocked the cone over.
Shouldn't have locked it over.
Yeah.
Hope it was worth it. Your sour cream and onion Lays.
Absolutely.
All right, coming up next, we're just a few minutes away from hearing Will Levis up at the podium live and in its entirety, but let's react to some of Brian Callahan's comments. He just spoke with the media, highlighted the Tyler Boyd signing. Also, what are the Titans doing at right tackle? Fair question to ask. Brian Callahan addressed it, and we'll get into that coming up next. Caroline, Willie D. Mays, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.